Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Okay, if you are looking to add in like a new healthy part of your morning routine for the new year, I have a great idea for you, and that is to start using Athletic Greens. So this is a product you can literally use every single day. Athletic Greens has a bunch of awesome products, but they have this AG1 powder. So with one scoop of it, you just add it to water. You are absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food-sourced superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help start your day right. So the special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, and aging, literally everything you can imagine. The best part of this is it doesn't taste like a nasty vegetable. So it's this greens powder. Like I said, you add it to water. I like to have mine even colder, so I'll add ice, and I just shake it up in a water bottle. This is such an amazing thing. I actually wrote this down on a list for me to incorporate into my morning routine because it's so easy and it's genuinely so good for your body. Helps with gut health, getting a ton of really, really good vitamins and minerals and all that stuff into your body every single morning. And especially if it becomes a part of your routine, it's just so easy to add. So it's lifestyle friendly, whether you eat keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, gluten-free. It contains less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, no nasty chemicals, artificial anything. It supports better sleep quality and recovery, mental clarity and alertness, and Athletic Greens uses the best of the best products based on the latest science. So right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition, especially heading into the flu and cold season. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/whatwesaid. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/whatwesaid to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
Hello and welcome back to the What We Said podcast, Christmas week edition. And our gift to you, we actually have two gifts for you guys, and that is Nick and Leif.
Hey guys.
Oh, we don't come as a package?
No.
Two gifts.
You guys are individual kings.
Could be one package with two smaller packages.
Inside?
Yeah.
Well, save money on shipping.
Welcome back to the podcast, boys.
Thanks. We're doing a little You guys offered us some hot cocoa, so.
Just interrupting
I'm
me.
Here.
We're getting a little too confident.
We're taking over.
The boys are getting a little too confident.
And with every little 5 seconds of fame they get on the podcast, they get a little more comfortable than last time. We're drinking some Starbucks hot chocolate right now. Chelsea and Nick brought us some. I got, if you guys were wondering, a grande classic hot chocolate with coconut milk and no whip, only because they did not have oat milk.
Yeah.
And I will say it's a little thinner than normal.
It is.
It's a little watery.
I love the oat milk, and we were so sad. I knew that they weren't going to have it. Last night, we went to go get one of these. And we said with oat milk. And then later, good thing Nick double checked. He was like, with oat milk, right? And she's like, oh, we actually don't have oat milk. He's like, what were you going to do? Like,
yeah, put whole milk in it? Cool.
Yeah.
Trick Wait, me. Wait, why are they always out of oat milk?
You think that they...
The ports.
Do they just run out of it? Like they have it in the morning and then at night they don't?
That's what she said today. She's like, we ran out of it.
You think that the person in charge of buying for Starbucks would notice that there's a massive shortage of oat milk almost in every city we've been in?
So I was going to say, it's very common that you ask for oat milk and they say we're out. So it's like, okay, order more. Yeah, I know the ports. Yeah.
The ports.
That is always what happens. Like any delay I've experienced in any way, it's like, oh, well, the ports. I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
Companies that have no, like, actually don't deal with that kind of shipping. They're like, yeah, well, you know the ports.
All digital products.
Everything's backed up over there.
Yeah, literally made in LA. Made in USA.
Yeah.
Yeah,
when we say made, we mean put together here. That's how they get around it.
I was at Dick's Sporting Goods wanting to get a baseball glove.
Are you really going to get a baseball glove?
I already got one.
Let's play catch.
You have one?
Leaves.
Of course
Plays
I do.
Cat.
Okay. Well, anyway, they only had ones that go on your right hand, so you'd have to be lefty, throw with your left hand. And I was asking the guy, like, where are all the, you know, ones you put on your left hand? And he's like, well, because of the, you know, shortage and the ports, they're all stuck on the ships and stuff. I was like, and then I said this to him, like, well, you could, like, can't you just go swim out there and grab a couple? Because every Literally. Time we're in Newport, we see all the beaches. Yeah. Or all the ships off the beach.
Yeah, we one says start, Dick's Sporting Goods. It's like, okay, let's
just start
go.
Getting little boats but, to go out there.
Let's start
grab
a company
stuff.
Right now where we just buy a bunch of little boats and then we just, it'll be Nick and Leif Logistics and we'll just go and we'll just start taking ships.
They're basically like pirates who go save, like you have people send you their order numbers, then you go find Ooh, nice. The.
And we they pay us it. A premium for that.
Yeah.
Ooh,
hold on.
Good idea.
Can you explain why everything is so backed up? Is it because they're short-staffed? Everywhere is short-staffed, so then it's really a bummer. It's
also
crazy.
The people that are stuck on the boats.
There's people on there?
Well, who's driving the boats?
I don't know.
I think they have Girl, to stay I don't know on the ships.
Cruise.
Yeah, for months.
Really?
So there's no helping the people on the boats. This
Wait, now
fishy.
I feel bad for the people on the boats, not the products.
Definitely.
You're telling me people are stuck on those boats for months?
Maybe they can come off. I don't know.
This is Seems really a scandal.
Someone has to
Something's
man
going
it.
On that we don't
Something's
know about.
Going on. We need to look into this. I'm serious. That's crazy.
Don't even get me started.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Please don't.
I'm telling you guys stop right here.
All right. I'm trying to change the subject. We didn't even tell you guys what this episode's really about, but we're going to be reacting to some holiday stories with you guys. We don't really know what they are, to be honest with you. There might be some funny, heartwarming, sad.
They might be scandalous.
I don't even know. Scandalous. We're getting a mix of it all, I think.
Are they all true?
They're all true stories.
True crime?
They're all at least based on a true story. No.
True
yes, they are
crime.
People.
True Christmas crime.
Who wrote in to our podcast email. Have you guys watched any Christmas movies lately?
Yes.
What
we
you
actually have been on a Christmas kick. We watched Fred Claus. Have
the
you seen
best.
That?
Fred Claus was so
Never
good.
Never seen it in my life.
It's with Vince Vaughn and who else? Anyways, it's kind of like an older
is
one.
Is it a rated
LL Cool J?
LL Cool J? Who is that?
Wasn't he the
DJ?
Elf DJ?
No, I think that was Ludacris.
This movie sounds...
Yeah, it does.
trust me.
It's kind of like Elf vibes. Like, it's not like, oh my gosh, the cinematography and the plot line was just amazing. It's just like a fun, you know.
I had like very low expectations for the movie, like bottom, like floor level expectations, and it kind of wowed me. It kind of knocked
okay,
my socks
I don't
off.
Know about
Number
that.
One,
knock your stockings.
I do like I do. Yeah, I love Vince Vaughn, so that helps.
Well, we also watched Four Christmases. Have you seen that one?
No,
I don't know if I've seen that either. I feel
it's
like it's
good.
A classic.
Vince Vaughn again.
It was like
this
cheesy. We were doing like a cheesy Christmas movie.
Cute
session.
Tour basically. Yeah. What else did we watch?
Wait, what's the one with Ryan Reynolds and that girl? That one's cute. We watched
the
that.
Girl.
Really?
What do you mean? Really that it's cute?
No,
the Office
we watched
Christmas.
It.
Yeah, we watched it when we lived in LA.
No, that's not.
It was
remember.
Last year. It wasn't
Ryan Reynolds?
This year.
Is he in
Hold Office? On, give me a second. Ryan Reynolds Christmas not. Movie. Just Friends.
Oh,
have you seen that?
I haven't seen that.
I think my
we
mom told me.
Next.
Yeah.
Wait, you guys should watch it. It's cute. We watched it, like a while ago.
How about The Holiday? anybody.
Oh, yeah, we watched the
such
holiday.
A good the one. Best. Yeah, that's my mom's favorite movie.
I had never seen it.
Oh, it's so good.
Jack
so we
Black.
Watched that.
Mm-hmm.
Hugh Grant.
We watched the craziest movie. It's called The Office Christmas Party. It is rated R. I'm sorry, Mom and Dad. But we
that
did watch
was
it.
Wild.
It was
that
so
was almost
wild.
A little too much, actually.
It was, it start. It just escalated so quickly. It just got so wild. But it was funny.
Don't recommend, well, but it
yeah,
was.
Don't recommend for children at all.
Or adults. Some
you
of
guys
yeah,
weren't kidding. You have been on a kick.
No, we like.
I feel
we'll
like you guys
one
never
on at
used
night.
To watch movies.
I know we got
give
a TV.
Us a,
oh,
give
yeah.
us a couch and a new TV. or movie people.
Yeah,
that'll do it
to
you.
We used
yeah.
to be movie people back in Utah. We used to watch movies all the time, and yeah, so we got a TV and a couch, and we're like, let's be cozy and
now
fun. Watch a movie.
A sound bar.
Yeah.
That's what Leif wants for Christmas. And if you're lucky, Santa might bring it for you in your stocking. It would not fit in a stocking, actually. But
I've been a bad boy.
But you've been a very naughty this boy going. This year. Does a whole skit.
Yeah.
We have like quite a few stories, so I feel like we should just jump right on in. Are you guys down?
Yes.
Not
yes.
the gulp. Okay. Give me 1 second.
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah.
Okay, I have mine pulled up. Excuse me, I do have a little bit of a cold.
A little sniffle. So, little Christmas sniffle.
Yeah. Once a year, you know.
Hello. Oh, I also, sorry to interrupt right when you get started. I think these are a lot about holiday traditions as well.
Okay. We'll see. We'll see about that. Hello, ladies. Love you in the pod. Every year on Christmas, when exchanging gifts, instead of writing from blank, my family writes a clue about what the gift is. The goal is to loosely figure out what the present is before you open it.
No.
Depending on the person, that's the fun. Clues can range from deciphering a poem or quote to something as simple as, if it was the new merch, crossing my fingers, from Chelsea and JC. It makes opening gifts so much fun and definitely savors Christmas morning a little more. When I start a family,
I like that.
Yeah, I think that's cute.
Hold
that's
on,
fun.
I think I misunderstood. What I think I think? Completely blacked out and then misunderstood what she said. Just continue reading.
It makes opening gifts so much fun and definitely savors Christmas morning a little more. When I start a family, I plan on continuing the tradition and hope that some of the What We Said fam will pick it up and incorporate this little game into their holiday traditions.
Done.
I actually really like that.
Maybe we'll do that.
Yeah.
Wait, what is it?
So basically, instead of saying like, to JC from Chelsea, I would say like, to JC, and then whatever I got you, I would say like a little hint as to what the gift was. So she was saying if I gave you merch or yeah. if someone gave someone else our merch, they would be like, from JC and Chelsea.
Do
and
they then, also, that is cute, but do they also do it with the two? Like they're like two in her family, like the naughtiest boy or whatever.
Oh,
like
you
say
could
something
do that,
funny.
Probably, yeah,
you could.
Yeah.
That is kind of cute. I was just thinking, I misunderstood and thought she said that you do a description of it or something. And I'm like, that is just, away the whole element of surprise. But a little hint
that's
is fun.
Clue.
Yeah.
Does anyone else's family member kind of already do that? Like they'll pick up the present and start like trying to figure out what it is before. My dad
Your
will do
dad
that,
does that
every single time.
Every time.
Anytime he's opening anything, he has to like take like 2 minutes to just try and guess what it is.
Which is funny.
Well, my dad always, he always opens it and then like hides it from everyone. And says, oh, it's underwear on every single
one. That's such a dad joke.
My gosh.
On every single one. It's just a massive box. Oh, it's underwear.
We're so happy that we are sponsored by BetterHelp. We love BetterHelp, and we know that sometimes things just aren't going your ways, and sometimes there are things that are preventing you from achieving your goals and really just interfering with your happiness. And that's why BetterHelp is here. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can connect in a safe and private online environment. It's super convenient and you can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It is professional counseling done securely online. So you send a message to your counselor anytime and you'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions all without ever having to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room.
I think that's probably the worst part would be sitting in an uncomfortable waiting room for therapy. So that's really best case scenario. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches. So they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed, which I think is super important. It's also more affordable than traditional offline counseling and financial aid is available. The service is available for clients worldwide. You can find the particular expertise you need online. Don't limit yourself to the counselors located near you. So they have licensed professional counselors who are specialized in stress, anxiety, relationship issues, grief, self-esteem, depression, all sorts of stuff. So anything you share is confidential. BetterHelp is really just convenient, professional, affordable, all the things. Check out the testimonials posted daily on their site if you need to be more convinced. Again, it is not a crisis line. And so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are actually recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. We want you to start living a happier life today. And as a listener, you will get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at betterhelp.com/whatwesaid. Join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that is betterhelp, HELP.com/whatwesaid. You guys already know we love Curology so much, and I feel the need to talk about a few more of their products because we always just talk about like their cleanser, their prescription cream, and the moisturizer, which is their super simple skincare routine that both Chelsea and I use and love. But they also have some other products that I don't feel like we've really touched on. And that is, first of all, they have new lip balm, which comes in original mint, vanilla, and passion fruit. The packaging is very cool. It's very sleek. You guys just have to go check it out. Also, they have an acne body wash, which is, I have not personally used, but I feel like I need to get this because I get acne on my back sometimes from like working out and sweating and if I don't shower immediately. So this is something I'm very interested in.
Yeah, my brother actually had this. I saw it in his shower when I was home a while ago, and he says he loves using it.
Okay, I need to check that out. And then they also have these emergency spot patches, which are essentially just the like pimple patches that you see to stick on a zit so that you don't like touch it and make it worse. You can wear them overnight or whatever. It like absorbs all the pus and oil, which is amazing. So I'm also looking to use those.
Curology is game-changing custom skincare made for you by a dermatology provider. They'll create a custom prescription cream for your specific goals, whether that's tackling acne, clogged pores, skin texture, dark spots, fine lines, or something else. You start by taking a short online quiz and uploading photos, and if it's a good fit, they'll ship you your formula right to your door. It even has your name on the bottle, so it doesn't get mixed up with when your husband tries to steal it from you.
I've definitely seen a huge change in my skin since using Curology. I literally do not go a night without using the prescription cream, and I genuinely feel that it keeps my skin very clear. So I'm a huge fan. Get started with Curology, just like we did, with a free 30-day trial at Curology.com/whatwesaid. Just pay $5 for shipping and handling. That is Curology.com/whatwesaid to start your free 30-day trial. Cancel anytime. Prescription subject to consultation. Okay. First off, I have to say that I love the podcast and listen to it constantly. My favorite Christmas tradition is when Santa comes to visit early. Every year, my grandpa dresses up as Santa and comes to visit our family before Christmas. When I was younger, it was so fun to think that Santa actually came to specifically visit our family. Now it's so fun to see my younger cousins' reactions and how excited they get, and it's honestly hilarious to see my grandpa in the Santa suit. Merry Christmas and enjoy the holidays with your family and friends. Aww, that's so cute.
That is cute. You know what? I wonder, like, if you look at children who are scared of Santas and children who are like excited and love Santas, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like seeing Santa at the mall or whoever, and then you look at them as adults, I wonder if there's any kind of correlation. Because you know how some kids are just like
terrified. I just read a book, a novel, like a fiction novel about a kidnapping. Mm-hmm. And he was kidnapped by a guy that dressed up as Santa.
Rad.
Because it's like, oh, I'm Santa. And it was around Christmas time, and then he kidnapped him. So that's always great.
Nice. It is a true Christmas crime.
You weren't kidding.
Hey, ladies. Oh, wow, they're really digging into the ladies.
They are roasting you guys today.
I love your podcast, and I love the two of you. Just the two of you. It doesn't say that. Thanks for all you share and do. I have a fun little Christmas story. That is my... Oh, you know what? Another movie we just watched, which I had never seen, is A Christmas Story.
A classic. It's a little long, but it's a good Christmas classic.
Okay. I have a fun little Christmas story that is my favorite holiday disaster, you could say. My family has a tradition where we go out into the woods. Yeah, I can already tell this is never good. Every year, and cut down our Christmas tree. Okay, that is fun. Sorry.
It's one sign of wilderness.
Yeah. It's not a super forest. Fun time, and we always love it. One year in particular, we found the most perfect tree, cut it down, and took it home to decorate. We got home from getting the tree. My dad started prepping the tree outside while my mom, sister, and I ran to the store to get a few more decorations. As we were driving back home from the store, we saw my dad in his car going through a car wash with the tree on top.
Oh,
sir. We were really confused. When dad got home, we asked him why he was taking the tree through the car wash. apparently the tree smelt super bad.
Oh, he meant to.
And was what my dad said, an animal's heavily marked territory. We got a pea tree. So my dad's genius solution was to take it through the car wash to get it cleaned. Dads really are the best and will find a solution for any problem, no matter how
weird. Did it work?
I don't know. She didn't say.
Yeah. We need to know if that works.
That's honestly genius.
I'm sure the freaking branches were going everywhere.
They're like, our dad is so dumb. He's driving through the car wash. He doesn't even know the tree's on top. But he's actually like...
He's actually trying to watch.
Huge IQ play right there.
His master plan.
Those big brushes.
Brushes?
Yeah, like the things that come down. Right. How does that not like tear the tree up?
Maybe it was like one of those car washes that you manually do it. You go spray it down yourself.
Maybe.
That could be it.
I don't see that getting rid of a pea smell though.
Yeah, just water.
There's some high power car washes out there.
Okay, I was around 10 and I was aware that our family's finances were not the best when we had peanut butter and jellies at Christmas Eve dinner instead of our usual warm filling ones.
Warm filling peanut butter jelly sandwiches?
Probably like a very substantial meal. They
put it on the stove and then we got a cold PB&J.
Yeah,
no, warm filling dinners.
Come on.
Okay.
Like the dinner.
Dude, I know.
Like mashed potatoes, turkey, so things like dumb. That.
Okay, on Christmas Day, we opened the small pile of presents, then heard a knock at the back door. My dad went to check it out and came back with a large trash bag. In the bag were presents for us with our names on them, and the tag said from Santa. We were a religious family, and my parents didn't really push Santa, so this was odd. My parents looked at each other confused and genuinely didn't know who the mystery Santa was. We mentioned it at our church's Christmas service.
Maybe the one and only Santa.
Yeah. Ever think of that? We mentioned it at our church's Christmas service, but even to this day, no one has come forward. We're so grateful to whoever it was because they made that simple Christmas day a magical one.
That's so sweet.
That's so cute.
That's really sweet.
And they did presents were a bunch of coal.
Like, we've been watching you closely and you deserve nothing. Every Christmas Eve, my 20 younger cousins and all the parents get together for dinner, and my grandpa writes about a 15-page poem where he wraps up all current events of the year and then talks about each grandchild and parent. He hasn't missed a poem in 30-plus years, and it always brings everyone together and makes the holidays so much more special. I can't wait till my future children are able to be a part of his poems. That's so sweet, but that is long.
Does he like do that where everyone's watching him like write this, or does he just like go into a dark room?
No, I think he just reads the poem to them.
That he's been working on all year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
That is really so sweet. Nice. You know what?
He's like, gather around and watch me use my typewriter.
Why a typewriter?
I don't know. He's old.
And he just loves that. He prefers a typewriter because he's old. My gosh.
Very rude.
In his candlelit room.
It'd be funny if she's actually like right
1800s?
On.
Yeah. I feel like I've lost my touch of being super like thoughtful with gift giving. Like, I was thinking about this year. I'm like,
can't wait for mine.
Whatever.
No, I put some thought into it. But I feel like when you just start thinking about all the different people you want to get gifts for, I don't know. Maybe it's just because I've been busy lately, but I'm like, when am I going to find the time to be very intentional and thoughtful? I'd have to set aside a whole day to do that.
Yeah, that's the point.
When am I going to be able
to? You're a great gift giver.
Yeah.
I really am not.
It's some people's. Yeah, I think you are.
Your pan that you gave us was fantastic.
Okay. Was.
I look at it every day and I think that's a great pan.
Thank
you, JC.
No, I feel like I'm not, like, I never do anything very creative or unique at all. Like, I just that's get okay. something that I'm like, oh yeah, I think they'd like that. But like,
that's thoughtful.
I feel like I used to go all out. Like, I would like make life a scrap, but like stuff like that. And I just would never do that.
No. Wait, not would life never. A what?
A scrapbook.
Like a photo book.
They said a scrub. Like a bath scrub or something. I'm like
making a homemade bath salt. No.
What was I just going to say? Me and Nick actually just had a huge discussion about this while we were Christmas shopping, because I'm very much like, Christmas gifts are about the thought of it. It's not about the actual gift. And Nick's like, it's an exchange of value.
It's a transfer of value.
I'm like, no, that defeats the entire purpose. You're literally Scrooge. Like, he will just be like, okay, tell me exactly what you want. Send me the link. Like, I'll get it for you. So I know, like, I know exactly what I'm getting, basically. And then it's an exchange of value. And I'm like, no, think about it. Get me something that you think, even if they throw it away, it's the thought of like, hey, I saw this. I thought about you and I give it to you. And that's the gift in and of itself, not the, actual thing. But Nick was being quite the Scrooge when we were at the
mall. I kind of feel the same way a little bit.
Not a Scrooge. I think there's different point of views. And, maybe. You know, some people who actually need or want something, they can think
about there's different
it.
Point of views. Santa and the Grinch. And you're the Grinch.
I believe in Santa.
Leif, do you think you're a thoughtful gift giver?
I get very overwhelmed with it all.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, just send me a list. I'll go buy it.
Yeah. I was going to say, neither of us ever really give each other thoughtful gifts, unfortunately. It's kind of sad.
If that's not your love language, then...
It's true. I don't think it's mine.
Wait, you don't have to do...
Let's try
like,
to do...
Like, I feel like your one of your love languages words of affirmation that you give... And so you'll write me like really sweet notes on Christmas and like put it in my stocking or my birthday. So it's like I consider that a thoughtful gift more than if I just, you know, sent you a link to a new pair of shoes that I want.
Okay. Deal.
That's I think that is very thoughtful. What were you going to say? We should try and do what?
Let's try to do at least one thoughtful gift.
One year.
That's just yeah, out of the schedule.
One very nice expensive big soundbar for the TV. At least let's just call it that.
I'm down to try and think of at least one thoughtful thing.
A surprise.
It's coming up so quickly.
I know, and the ports are stuck.
Yeah,
yes,
hurry.
The ports you can't get anything.
You should have ordered it months ago. Oh, that would have been really thoughtful.
Yeah. Well, stay tuned for our gifts.
Can't wait for the Christmas haul.
Okay. Hey, ladies. I'm obsessed with the podcast, TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, you name it. I love all your content, and Tuesdays are my favorite day of the week. My holiday tradition is from when I was a little girl. My mom and dad would mix rolled oats and crafting glitter together every Christmas Eve. Before we went to sleep, my sisters and I would sprinkle the oats in the snow in our front lawn. This reindeer food was told to attract Santa's sleigh to your house because the glitter would sparkle. Aww. My parents told us that it gave the reindeer something to eat during their long night of delivering presents. Happy holidays.
When in reality, they were killing real deers that came onto their lawn.
Chelsea. Yeah.
Eats the plastic glitter.
I love how extra parents will go for Santa.
No, that's so
it
cute.
It is so cute.
My parents, they would do that same kind of thing. Like, I remember going outside. There would be, like, carrots and celery. Like,
yeah.
Like, chewed up. Like, I'm pretty sure my dad
from
would go
reindeer.
Out in the backyard. And
no,
actually,
it was probably the reindeer.
Yeah. Yeah, the reindeer. I know, right?
Just kidding.
He would like chew
we'll
it
put
up.
A trigger warning on
well,
the
reindeer.
Well,
the reindeer didn't come to Arizona. It's a little too warm.
Oh, how does Santa get there?
Is that what
there?
Your parents told you?
No, I just
awkward.
Like that's why we got no presents on Christmas. My parents like Santa doesn't like it here. It's too hot.
Santa rents a car in Arizona.
He uses Hertz.
He uses enterprise
that
luxury
would such,
vehicles.
That would be such
today's
a good
sponsor.
Yeah, I was gonna say that would be such a good commercial for them to like have Santa rent a car, like he's his reindeer out of commission. Wow, you're
what
welcome.
What if there
Hertz.
Actually was like, what if there was a company that backed and funded Santas all across the world to go out and deliver presents? It could
wow.
it could plausibly happen, right? Like
yeah.
if you just group funded a Santa project, and then you
for
apply,
sure. and then at that point Santa is real.
Then Santa is real and we get presents.
Nice.
Wow.
Love that. Very creative.
Or a Santa NFT that
oh boy.
Is in the metaverse.
There you go.
Comes and delivers
that's
the coins.
The next project. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't even get me started. Although some people were messaging me. They're like, you guys should actually like talk about cryptocurrency and NFTs on your podcast. I'm like, girl,
you guys
you
should
got the
probably
wrong podcast.
Mint,
yeah. Wrong or right idea.
You two should probably mint podcast. A few. Do a project, a collab. That could be really cool.
There's a lot of things we should do that we don't.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of time, right?
Yes, <he's> so sassy.
Yeah. We'll see what happens in the future.
Okay. Every year, my family chooses a few families to give nativity sets to. We wrap each piece up separately and...
What? Sorry. That was a weird noise that came from my mouth that I didn't mean.
Like, oh. You let one loose?
No, I literally shut
literally
my
put
mouth.
Your microphone
put
up to your
microphone.
Butt.
Sorry.
Wait, why were you laughing?
I wasn't.
Oh, I thought you were like about to crack up. That's what it sounded
no,
like.
No, I just like moved my mouth weird.
Oh.
Sorry, everyone.
We wrap up each piece separately, and every night for the 12 nights leading up to Christmas, we'll drop off one of the pieces every night on their doorstep with a cute little quote or gift with a nativity piece. Oh, that's so cute. On the last day, Christmas Eve, we'll drop off baby Jesus with a nice note and a little gift. Sometimes we'll kind of hide in the bushes, and it's the best seeing people's reactions every night. We've been doing it ever since I can remember, and over the years, I've heard the people talk about how grateful they are that someone was thinking of them, but no one has ever known that it was my family that does it every year. It's such a simple and wholesome tradition that we get to look forward to every year. That's so fun.
That is really cute.
I want to pick up some of these.
Have you guys ever gone caroling?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, I hate it.
Me and my family actually used to do, our family and another family that we were close to, like family friends, would carol every single year and have a whole choreography. And we would go to like 20 people's houses. We'd all be dressed up in like Christmas sweaters and stuff. And we would all have like just different choreography that we did. And people loved it. Like it was like their favorite, you know.
Yeah,
the McKees are here.
I'd like if you like came and performed for me, but I hate performing.
He's like in a little Mrs. Claus outfit. <Yeah. laughs> Cool hates me.
Do it.
Oh, I'm screaming.
We'll see.
If you're having a little holiday get together, you know, a little Christmas party, you know what you should really have stocked up in the fridge or in your cooler?
Let me guess. Huzzah.
You guessed it. When it comes to enjoying your fall or winter and you want to make sure you're taking care of yourself without having to sacrifice, you get that exactly when you have Huzzah. Huzzah is a refreshing, flavorful seltzer with added probiotics and 3 grams of sugar or less. Huzzah helps you put that exclamation point in your day. Who doesn't love a little end of the day beverage? Am I right? Everything's more fun when you feel your best. That's why Huzzah adds probiotics to their seltzer to help support a healthy gut, as feeling good on the inside helps you live vibrantly on the outside. So experience great tasting flavors, and you can enjoy all of this with just 3 grams of sugar or less per 12 ounce can to help you feel your absolute best.
So they have 3 different flavors, all low on sugar and calories. They have raspberry and lemon, which is a tangy fruitness and a citrus spark. Strawberry and hibiscus, this is our favorite. Ripe strawberries with a tropical backdrop and juicy pear. Crisp and bursting with flavor, also great for this time of year. I love that they add probiotics to your seltzer, so you can really have, you know, benefits while enjoying something delicious. So get ready to fill your fridge by stocking up on Huzzah Probiotic Seltzer by using code WHATWESAID for 20% off your order at drinkhuzzah.com. That's code WHATWESAID for 20% off at drinkhuzzah.com.
We're going to take a quick little break to talk about one of our favorite sponsors, Green Chef. So you've heard us talk about HelloFresh and Green Chef. And just so you guys know, HelloFresh actually owns Green Chef. So that's why we talk about both. We love them both. And
you can use them interchangeably. They're both great, great brands.
Exactly.
I need to first start out with telling you guys about this meal, because I just can't stop looking at it. I'm looking at a photo of it right now and it looks so good. I'm going to show you in a second, Chelsea. But okay, this is a meal that I'm eyeing right now on Green Chef and I want to make immediately, probably because I'm starving. But it's the Cajun Chickpea Power Bowls. So it has maple Brussels sprouts, rice with some kale, toasted pecans, and these like crispy chickpeas.
Ooh.
Look how good that looks.
That looks really good. I love Brussels sprouts.
Same. I want to make that immediately.
Lately, I've been proud of myself. I've been a cooking queen, but the grocery shopping and the gathering of the ingredients is just like not something I want to waste my time with, especially during the holiday season. Everyone's just so busy, but I want the experience of cooking my own meal.
Yes.
And that's why I love Green Chef. So Green Chef has a meal plan for every healthy lifestyle. So whether you're keto, paleo, plant-powered diets, or even if you just want to have a delicious but balanced dish, Green Chef is for you. So Green Chef's expert chefs curate every recipe, and with over 30 meal choices every week and the flexibility to switch plans, you'll never have to sacrifice taste for nutrition. You can enjoy restaurant quality dishes in the comfort of your own home. Enjoy new and nutritious recipes each week that are perfect for you and the whole family. This is amazing, especially during the holidays. I've said it once, I'll say it again, especially if you're trying to eat healthy, but you still want to have some comfort food. You want that family time. Green Chef is for you.
This is literally perfect for you. Green Chef is also America's number one meal kit for eating well, meaning they're the best meal kit whether you're keto, paleo, vegan, vegetarian, gluten-free, pescatarian, or you just want to eat more balanced meals. We love Green Chef. If you guys want to check it out, go to greenchef.com/whatwesaid125 and use code whatwesaid125 to get $125 off, including free shipping. That is greenchef.com/whatwesaid125 and use code whatwesaid125 to get $125 off, including free shipping. The number one meal kit for eating well. Check it out, you guys. Okay, here's our holiday mishap. We were dog sitting for our friend's friend, so we had only met her the day she dropped off the dog. She dropped off the dog a few days before Christmas and was coming back after the new year. A day or so into the dog sitting, the dog, a teacup poodle, started acting really strange. It would foam at the mouth and have miniature seizures. So we took it to the vet Christmas morning, and guess what? It died on Christmas morning. My sister and I were 11 and 7. We were absolutely traumatized. So approximately the worst Christmas we have ever experienced, and we took some time to recover. Anyways, Merry Christmas.
Oh, who starred this?
Beth. Why you put this in here, girl? Not a poodle as well.
Beth really knows how to target us.
She's like, a red poodle named Lady.
It's just a coincidence. That's so sad because they have to break the news to the owner on Christmas Day.
That's really
sad. It's sad for both of them. Like, they obviously feel really guilty, and then the family.
I always think about that, like, how unfortunate when things like that happen that are actually out of your control, but you feel like it's your fault. You're like, mm-hmm. I sat for you, and your dog died, even though I did nothing.
Yeah, that is so.
That is horrible timing. It's really sad.
Yeah, it's really sad.
Next story.
Next up.
Just kidding.
It's like a Great Dane. Yeah.
We had to put our Great Dane down after only 5 years.
Since they live so short.
Since Great Danes have such a short lifespan. Okay. Ever since I was also somebody called, I've made a TikTok about like how people say that. They'll be like, I love Great Danes, but their lifespan is just so short. And someone commented and I literally deleted it, but it was like, it was like, you're the one who always talks about Sophie dying and aging and like the lifespan. I'm like, yeah, because it's literally my biggest fear. So of course I'm going to talk about it every once in a while. I'm not trying to manifest it, but now I'm trying to manifest the opposite, that Sophie is going to live for a long time.
She will.
She actually is so young. So it's like, we are so dramatic about it sometimes. But anyways, ever since I was a little girl, my dad's side of the family would get together on Christmas Day. Before we opened gifts, my grandpa would read a specific story from the Bible every single time. It was to remind us that Christmas isn't all about gifts and to remember the reason that we celebrate. He was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. I remember one specific Christmas where he tried reading the story but was shaking and stuttering too much and couldn't finish it. Mm. It was really emotional for us all. Eventually, he passed away in 2016. Fast forward to the holiday season, we realized we wouldn't have my grandpa there to read the story for us. My dad then informed us that he had recorded tapes from years ago, all the way back to 2004, of my grandpa reading the story to us. That year, we played the video before we opened gifts and not a single person in the room wasn't crying by the end of it. We have done it every year since, and it still tugs at our heartstrings. Hearing his voice and seeing the family in the video is so special to us. Thank you guys so much for reading. Your podcast is my favorite. Oh, that's so sweet.
Home videos do hit different over Christmas time.
Mm-hmm. They do.
Very nostalgic, sweet memories.
Might be one of my favorite parts about Christmas time. And my parents would always bring out like home videos.
Yeah, of Christmas past.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I actually don't have any videos of my childhood, so...
I'm sorry.
I'm not sure my childhood... Or my, literally up until my mom, she like made me a little video of some home videos. I don't need to find it. Like a few years ago, because I would constantly be like, where are the home videos of me? Like, I want to see what I was like as a child.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I've yet to see, literally.
Really?
I think I've seen like two videos of me as a kid.
Like how old?
I'm like, where are they?
Yeah.
I don't know, when I'm like five or I don't know. But that's like a huge reason. I'm like, I don't remember my childhood because I've never seen videos of it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't, like I go off of what
really
my mom
helps.
Tells me.
Yeah.
But I don't, like I really don't have that much recollection.
Jill,
I'll have to ask
come
her,
on.
Come on, Jilly. She made me scrapbooks a lot. And then she got lazy with it when she was going through her divorce. So we will give her,
we'll give her some grace. I know my parents have so many videos of all of us. And then Jess, the youngest one, has like no videos. Because by that point, like phones kind of had, you know, started, and it wasn't like, let's get out the video camera on Sunday afternoons and like videotape for an hour. So my mom's always like, I feel so bad because like Lad and Clay have hours, like endless videos of them. And then I do too, and Abby. But then as like Cole and Jess come, it's just like very,
very
it goes
sparse.
From them being like 2 to 5 to like 10. And it's
That's
just like
so
random
funny.
Little tidbits.
Okay. Hello, Chelsea, JC, Beth, and the rest of the crew. Your podcast has seriously been a saving grace for me this year. I always look forward to Tuesdays now. Anyway, my story isn't really a story, but a holiday tradition that my family does every year that I think is super fun and unique. Ever since I can remember, we pick a country every year, and then for Christmas dinner, we make a bunch of food from that country instead of doing a traditional Christmas dinner, as well as play music from that country, and in general, learn about the country's culture and history. I love this because it really helps me have an appreciation appreciation for diverse food and cultures when I was really young, and it's so much fun to learn how to cook all this amazing food from all over the world. This year, we're doing El Salvador, for instance. Last year was Japan, and the year before was Ethiopia. If anyone else is ever tired of the same old Christmas food, I would so recommend this tradition. It's so fun, and everyone gets involved in cooking and learning about the world, which is especially great for kids. That's it. Love you all and happy holidays.
I love that.
That is so cool.
That's amazing.
I really like that. We do a Danish Christmas dinner. Like, we've done it for a few years just because my dad lived in Denmark for a little while. And I always think that's so fun to have like this special Danish food. So that is even cooler because you're just getting so much diversity.
It, great for kids too. So they can learn different like cultures. And
yeah, it probably makes them not be picky eaters too.
Yeah.
Hey, JC, Chelsea, and Beth. My husband and I love listening to your podcast. You guys have not yet to get one specific shout out. They don't know.
No. That would be weird if they said us.
I was just trying to tear them down. Okay, anyways, my husband and I love listening to your podcast when we drive to work. My favorite Christmas tradition has been going on for as long as I can remember. First, you have to know that my dad and uncles are super smart economists. Wow, sorry. Okay.
Canceled.
chemical engineer and civil engineer. Every year they get together and they build a ginormous gingerbread house made out of graham crackers. But they aren't just houses. They build legit to scale castles from Germany, historical buildings, and one year they even built Hogwarts. It's cool to watch them build it over the course of a week, but the most fun part is on Christmas Eve, everyone gets together, aunts, uncles, and cousins, and my uncles hand out steel ball bearings, little metal balls, and we all take turns throwing them at the graham cracker masterpiece to destroy
it.
That is cool.
After I want to see a picture.
Yeah.
Will you have them send it in?
Yeah, send us some photos. After everyone's had a few chances to throw as hard as they can at the castle and make as much damage as possible, sometimes people will throw shoes, keys, and or wallets. It basically just ends up in a pile of graham cracker dust and candy, and it's kind of a weird tradition, but we've done it for so many years that it really is my favorite. That's really fun.
You know who I have so much respect for is people who go all out and have these Christmas or holiday traditions that they just never waver. You know how there's like certain houses in a neighborhood that will just... their lights, they'll have like a light show where you go to a certain radio station and it like matches with the lights.
All 12 reindeer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's like they don't get paid for that. They're literally just loving it.
Totally.
I'm like, wow.
I know.
I think it's so cool that they literally have the framework for like the most perfect like team to create the most perfect gingerbread house.
Yeah.
Like a chemist, like the...
There was no chemist.
Yeah, there was.
Economist.
No, I think there was.
Civil engineer and...
chemical, maybe something chemical engineer.
Oh, is that what it was?
Or, I don't know. Something.
You're right.
Well, I'm just saying, like the three, like you think that they would all be perfect.
Yeah. Very smart group of people. Yeah. That's really fun. Hey ladies, happy holidays. Love the podcast and I hope my story isn't too long, but I promise it's good. Anyways, I grew up in Utah with five older brothers. My parents struggled a lot for a few years when I was a child. It was rough. We never really had much. Hand-me-downs for clothes. We ate spaghetti for dinner like three times a week, etc. Well, when I was six, Christmas was coming up. My siblings and I still all mostly believed in Santa, so this was the one time of year we were hopeful to get a few things. I learned later that the only reason we ever got anything at all was because of service from people in our community who knew we struggled. The year prior, I had gotten most of what I asked for, so this year, when we made our lists, we were so excited. I asked for a Tamagotchi, my twin brother, a bike, and more. Well, I can only imagine my parents' faces when they missed the cutoff for help and knew that we would not be getting anything for Christmas. But my mom is crazy. She's a different breed, LOL. But we love her. She didn't want to blame, so she came up with a plan. My parents, that Christmas Eve night, filled our stockings and went to bed. We woke up on Christmas and ran downstairs only to find our stockings full of coal. I bet you thought this was a Christmas miracle. No, sis. In our stocking was a letter from Santa saying that he was sad to see that all of us were on the naughty list that year and that he hoped next year he would see us on the nice list.
Stop.
As a six-year-old, I was very upset, but how could I argue with Santa? My dad got a promotion and Christmas got better. We never got coal again.
That's kind of funny.
Years later, I'm 25 now. We all laugh and tell this to people.
The commitment. Like, also,
that's one way to solve it.
As the parents, there's no blame on you. Like, you can be sad too and be like, oh my God, you guys got coal.
Yeah, do you think they felt just so bad? It's like, okay, we don't have money for our kids.
Yeah.
And we're saying they're naughty. Just filling their stockings with coal.
That is so
I wonder if
funny.
They were better that next year, too.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
They're, like, casually dropping, well, maybe you shouldn't have been rude to your teacher.
They keep one piece of coal up in their bedroom just to remind them, like, yeah. throughout the year.
They get in fights, it's like, look at the coal. You don't want that again. Oh, my gosh. That is so hilarious. Funny.
Okay, my next one is PG-13. So if your children are still watching this, or still listening to this, good for you, but maybe not this next one, especially. Hi, Chelsea and JC. I hope you're having a fantastic day. When you said holiday stories, I knew I had to write this one in. So about 2 years ago, it was Christmas Day and we were all opening presents in front of our family. And when it came to my turn, I got a present that said to Claire from mom and dad. As you can imagine, just like any other present, I was super excited to open it. And when I opened it, you'll be surprised as to what I found inside the box. I found two lacy red thongs and a dildo.
What is happening?
So as you can imagine, I was very taken aback.
How old was she? Yeah.
I don't know. She said 2 years ago. So, I mean, I have no idea how old she is right now.
Late teens, early 20s.
Yeah. So as you can imagine, I was very taken aback. I knew what the underwear was all about, but I had no clue what the thick pencil with a button that said vibrate on it was at the time. So maybe she was younger. So as soon as I opened it, my dad rushed towards me, basically tackling me. Unlucky for me, he is a football coach, so his tackles are extremely accurate. On his way over to grab the unexpected present that was definitely not meant for me, but that I totally opened, he tripped on a piece of twine that was from a previously wrapped present. He lost his balance and there was a coffee table sitting in front of me. And as he fell towards me, he tried to catch himself with the table, but that didn't work. No joke, he ended up face planting right into the present in my lap. along with a broken finger, because as much as he tried to catch himself, he couldn't do it with the one finger that was on the coffee table. So that Christmas day, we went to the ER for a broken finger. Merry Christmas.
No. So who was the gift for?
I'm guessing
his wife. Yeah. Hopefully.
It was from him.
It was wrapped up and it said to Claire from mom and dad. So I'm guessing he just put the wrong tag on there.
Right. And it was from, that is bad.
I'm glad it wasn't for her though. That would have been weird.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah.
Her parents just sitting there with like big smiles. Yeah. You're a woman now.
Oh, that is.
Yeah. Why was it wrapped up anyway under the tree?
That's what I was going
to
say.
Like, you're not going to give that to the mom in front of everyone.
Yeah. Maybe it just like it was supposed to be in their room, but they grabbed the wrong box. Yeah. And so her present was really upstairs or something. I don't know.
Wrapping presents can be stressful.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate it.
I love it. I did it today.
Okay. My dad does an epic scavenger hunt for the family on Christmas Eve each year. And I don't mean a silly little hunt around the house for a present. He takes it to a whole new level. We split into two teams and each follow clues, but the clues for each team go to the different locations in reverse order of each other, so the teams can't just follow each other. He writes the clues in rhyming limericks.
Wow.
And last year even upgraded to having a unique QR code hidden at each spot for us to scan with our phones to get the clue. Our scavenger hunts have taken us to the mall where we had to undress mannequins to find the clue with consent from the store owners who we had previously spoken to.
What about the consent of the mannequins?
Yeah. Ever think about that? We've had to show up to random people's houses that my dad knows through work and crash their Christmas parties by singing them carols until they give us the next clue. We've had to climb through a farmer's haystack. We've been sent to the cemetery to find one specific headstone with the clue, and even one time ended up at a mortuary. Another time, he even got a bakery to bake the clue into a cake.
Stop.
For each team that we had to eat through to find.
Okay, that sounds so fun.
Chelsea is all over that. That's awesome. It's like the escape room.
Yeah.
He starts planning months in advance and gets more creative each year. It takes a lot of work for him, and he does it purely for the enjoyment of his kids, even though we are all grown now. This is one of the happiest memories I have and look forward to each year. This year will be my first time doing it married, and I'm excited for my husband to get to take part. The prizes at the end are usually silly $10 gift cards, but we all love it for the experience and bragging rights more than the prizes. Happy holidays to you and yours. Love you girls and the community of friendship you have created.
Wow. Oh my gosh, good that dad. Is fun.
Really what a good fun.
Dad. Yeah. What a good dad.
I'm looking to start some Christmas traditions.
I know. That would be so much work. Think about that. So much prep.
Oh, my gosh. That's the thing. I'm like, how do people commit to this
year after year? I love that it's evolving, too.
Yeah.
The QR code. Just
gets crazier and crazier. Yeah.
Next level.
Next time it's an NFT.
Has to purchase it with one Ethereum.
Okay. This is the last one I have. This is the love story of me and my dog. Am I going to cry in this? My husband and I have been married for 3 years now, two of which have been spent trying to grow our little family through infertility. Over a year into our infertility experience, I began begging my husband for a puppy. I think a part of me was trying to fill a void that couldn't be filled. A dog, of course, wouldn't diminish the longing to be a mother, but it was a coping mechanism for the desperate part of me who wanted to be in control of her circumstances. My husband and I had many conversations about it, and he unfortunately was never on board. Many months later, we were in Utah spending Christmas with family, and after we finished opening presents, I left the room and came back to a large rectangle present. As I opened the present, there was a small dog crate and a piece of paper with a picture of my husband holding a tiny black puppy that read, "Hi, Mom." Oh, that's so cute.
That is so cute.
I can't describe the feeling, but I cried 12 times that day to give perspective. I went to see him that day and told him for the first time, and it was like a weight was lifted and I could finally breathe. I was a mom. Not in the way I'd imagined, but I felt like I had purpose again. Oh, that's so sweet. Fast forward to now, almost a year later, and I can't imagine my life without our little dog child. He brings so much joy into our lives. He's my emotional support through the hard days, and he makes the good days that much better. I've realized that without our experience with infertility that we are still navigating, we wouldn't have him, and it makes me cry just thinking about it because I can't bear the thought. My husband didn't want to get a dog until after we had kids, but sometimes life takes you on unexpected turns that are heartbreaking and beautiful at the same time. Oh, what a good one to end on.
So cute. Is that your last one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. I do feel like, of course, having a dog is not the same as having a child. I'm not saying that, but I feel like it does teach you like how to care for something and be responsible for something that's living. You know what I mean? And I don't know. It is like you're becoming a first-time mom when you have a dog, for sure.
For sure.
Okay, I know you hear this all the time, but you girls are impacting so many lives, including mine. Thank you for being so encouraging and empowering. Okay, so here is the sitch. I have two little sisters, one who is 7 years younger and one who is 14 years younger than me. At the time, we were 17, 12, and 5. Okay, that math is not adding up, but... Go off, queen. Every year we do an early Christmas dinner and celebration with my grandparents. This year, as dinner was cooking, my parents decided to take my grandparents for a ride to see the town. While they were out, my sisters and I were setting the table and watching cheesy Christmas movies. All of a sudden, the oven starts smoking, and now we were the Christmas movie. Within 2 minutes, the house was filled with thick, dark smoke. We had no clue what was happening or why the oven was smoking. My middle sister and I tried to get to the oven to see what was happening, and we thought the baked potatoes were on fire, so we started playing hot potato, throwing potatoes out of the oven all over the counter. But it wasn't stopping the smoke. We started coughing, my baby sister's crying, and the fire alarms go off. I'm trying to yell at my middle sister to call mom and dad, but she can't hear me over the alarms, and my baby sister, who is now yelling, "Stop, drop, and roll," please note she is now rolling on the ground. Not knowing what else to do, I scoop up my baby sister and grab my middle sister's arm and run outside. Thankfully, my parents and grandparents pulled up and figured out that the ham in the oven had liquid stuff that had dropped directly onto the heating element because the pan above the heating element was missing.
Oh, crap.
The grease from the ham is what had been burning. We got the ham out, had a great laugh, and had a very smoky Christmas dinner. Hope you enjoyed our little Christmas chaos. Love you, girls.
Sheesh.
Our oven was smoking this Thanksgiving.
Really?
Yes. We had to leave the pies in one of our cabins and leave to the other cabin while they baked for an hour. And before we were leaving, the pie, the oven was like smoking and we were terrified.
Really?
To leave it there. But my mom's like, "Oh, it's fine. It's..." I'm like, "Are you sure?" I'm like, "We're
going to..." Some butter that had dripped from previous stuff.
Smoke damage can like ruin a place if it's too much too.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad. It was only like when you opened it a little bit anyway. So we removed this little like film thing that had the burned butter on it. But... I'm like, we better not come back to this cabin and it's literally burned down.
Yeah. Well, and then we set up my phone and FaceTimed.
The oven. I literally FaceTimed the stove for, and then it just stopped for some reason.
You had a live stream.
Yeah. Okay, I have one more and then we're done. Hello, Chelsea and JC. You are both my actual favorite influencers and podcasts of all time. I feel like we are BFFs even though we've never met. I can't wait for you to do live shows again so I can hopefully meet you too. You bring so much joy to my Tuesdays.
Oh, I want to do a live show so bad.
I know, I can't wait. My holiday story is just a simple one about my favorite tradition my parents did when my siblings and I were kids. On Christmas Eve a couple different years, my parents took me and my siblings into downtown Seattle to hand out food gift cards and hand warmers to all the homeless we could find down by the pier and Pike Place Market. We would get several boxes of hand warmers and dozens of $10 gift cards to different fast food restaurants and then drive around the dark city streets until we found people that looked like they were in need. My parents would pull over and we would get out of the car, offer the gift cards and hand warmers to the homeless individuals, wish them a Merry Christmas, and then visit with them for a while. I remember vividly one man being so overwhelmed, he started to cry. With tears in his eyes, he grabbed his friend's hand and exclaimed, "Come on, we're having Big Macs tonight." Aww. And then they quickly walked across the street into the nearby McDonald's, cheering and hollering thank you to my family as they went. That moment has stuck with me because I could tell he was so grateful and that a simple, warm fast food dinner had made his Christmas Eve a little better. My parents didn't have a ton of money when I was growing up. My mom was a stay-at-home mom and my dad was a police officer. I now know, looking back, that they didn't have a lot of money to spare around the holidays, but they wanted to make sure that people with less didn't go hungry or cold on Christmas. And I think they also wanted to show us kids how to give back and think outwardly during this Christmas season. It was always such a fun, emotional night every year that we did this tradition. I'm forever thankful my parents took the time to do this with us on Christmas Eve and show us a glimpse of the true meaning of Christmas.
That's sweet. That's and really I'm wondering why you two don't have a tear in your eye.
Very odd, boys.
Not this whole time. Not a single tear. Back.
I was just thinking, don't cry, don't cry.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Right.
I can't cry in front of the guys. Come on.
Come on.
I really like that.
That's so sweet.
That's really sweet. Well, let us all remember the true meaning of Christmas and just...
Toys.
What?
Toys.
Oh, you said choice, so you ruined the joke. Toys and presents. No, I think that's a good reminder, mm-hmm. you know? And like we've said before, I mean, now Christmas is really approaching. It's just a few days away. But just be nice to, like, the customer service people, the people at Starbucks, like, whoever you ran into. Just be extra nice. Because yeah. also the holidays are, like, a really fun time for a lot of people, but also a really hard time for a lot of people. Whether
stressful.
Yeah, stressful. Or if they don't have, like, close relationships with their family or they've, like, lost someone recently, holidays can actually be, like,
yeah,
really sad for some people. So... just be nice to everyone.
Yeah, be kind.
That's what I have to say.
Do you guys have a message for the listeners?
It is always a great time, the Christmas season. Like, everyone does seem just so much nicer and so much more happy, I feel like. Walking around, everyone says hi. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Happy Christmas.
I think that's true for some, but I think people who work in customer service, like, a lot of times they're like, people are so mad, like, where's the, you know, why isn't this in stock? And it's like, they just kind of take yeah, things out on them.
That's true.
So that's why I'm saying,
like, imagine
nice.
The people at the ports no, right now.
Definitely be nice, but
back to the ports.
Think about the people on the ships, please.
A lot of people have already taken that into consideration and are nice. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, it's that. True. I think people definitely have the Christmas spirit in them a little mm-hmm. more. And
I think the mean people at the stores just stick out more than all the nice people, because even yeah. I was in anthropology the other day and there was one lady, there was a really long line mm-hmm. and there was one lady who was being just kind of, not necessarily mean, but like, this isn't working anymore. Like, she was being really loud, like, oh my gosh, this line. Like, she was just, you know,
yeah,
being
under the type. Yeah, Karen.
Totally.
For sure. And she stuck out and I was kind of like, oh gosh. But then I realized there was a ton of other people in line, like probably 20 other people
yeah.
in line that were so nice to the people, like to the workers.
Definitely.
And being very patient and stuff like that. But sometimes the Scrooges stick out a little bit more, you know?
Definitely.
I was going to ask you guys, what's the number? I mean, I know Leif wants a sound bar, but what's your guys's Christmas? Give us like two or three things you'd want for Christmas.
That's tough. I don't know.
Okay.
Honestly,
let's
yeah.
wrap it up.
I have not even thought about it.
I've got, I'm very,
and
very
that's
blessed.
What he said.
I want a healthy baby.
Aw. That's a sweet answer.
And just want to say thank you to all of the What We Said fans. You guys are awesome. Seriously.
Aw, that's sweet.
That's really nice. Do you have a message to leave with the people
I want
to
see all the What We Said fans in one place.
At one time.
And we all hold hands in a massive circle.
Like the Grinch.
And sing, Fahutor.
Oh my God.
I love that.
That was
great.
Beautiful. Thank you. We love you guys so much. Happy holidays. Be safe out there and be nice to everyone you meet, okay? And remember the true meaning of Christmas and mm-hmm. the holiday season.
Merry
thank you.
Christmas.
Thank you. And
that's what we said.
Bye.